to talk to you. Joanne, bring us into church. Maestro!
A little crazy for a minute. I know everybody running around. Everybody loves church, amen. But you want to bring people here because people love being here, amen. And we just pray that everybody come. They come because they just love to be here. They get fed something that they won't get fed during the week, and it changes their lives. Let's stand up and pray together. Stand up and pray to our Father. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. How many fears? Hallelujah. When you're blessing the Lord at all time, it takes your mind off the things that you're worried about. You're blessing him, saying, Lord, you take care of this, and then you have these blessings. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. How many troubles? If he gave you your answer right away, you would never need faith. If he answered your prayer like that, if something happened, said, Lord, and he made it right, there would never be a need for faith, never be a need for knowing him. That, hallelujah, God knows what he's doing. Amen. The angels of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and deliver them. Oh. blessings will flow over you even before your prayer is answered. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Hallelujah. Shall not be condemned. Hallelujah. The poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Hallelujah. That's God telling you that I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to take care of that, the things deepest in your heart. So while I'm taking care of that, you have so much that you can do, so many joys you can do. You can help others. You can volunteer for others. You can lift others. You can call others. You can do so many things for God while he's doing the answers to your prayers. Amen. And sometimes we get so consumed in our world that it just brings us down. But when you start to see God and you raise up higher and you look up higher, all of a sudden you see that God is taking care of it. It's like takes you out of the depression, takes you out of the fear, because God is the one that's doing it. Amen. God is the one that's performing the miracle. Not you. Amen. Not me. Not man. But who? God. So if you're trusting God with the miracle, let him perform it in the most perfect of ways. Amen. So that when he performs the miracle, when the answer comes to your prayer, Marty, it not only blesses you, but it blesses Margie, it blesses us, it blesses everybody around, because it's a gift from who? God. When he shows us his what? Hallelujah. Marilyn had a heck of a, she got a bulletin in here. People write into Marilyn, put it in the bulletin, and Marilyn's putting in the bulletin. So Marilyn, thank you for all that work. She's part of the, that bulletin is part of the church, and people say, I want to put this. Hallelujah. Hell, that's right. So enjoy the bulletin. I was so happy. For 2 weeks, I didn't have from the pastor's desk. So things are going on in my life, and shame on me, because God needs to be first. And not that he wasn't, but I let things slide. And then somebody said, I missed not seeing that. And I realized, Marilyn, people are reading it. So people are reading it, and they're looking at it each week to see something. Amen. So we need to all know that that's your bulletin. That young lady right there is the one that puts it together for us each week, and she puts it in and for us. Amen. So you need to feed her so she can feed us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't get crazy on it. Praise the Lord. How many know there's an election coming up on Tuesday? Confessions. First of all, Hank Williams did not write Rugged Cross. He didn't. I'm sorry. Deacon Jim called me and I said, I want to tell him that. He said, no, I got to tell him. He did. I thought he did. He wrote songs like I Saw the Light, but he loved God. It was obvious. And the second confession is, there were a lot of times early on when I was learning how to, and I'm learning every day how to pastor, that I would give an opinion, and my opinion would be slanted in the way that I felt. Amen. And I pray each week that I do less and less of that, because it's God's word that's going to change us and make us stronger. Amen. And I thank my brother Greg, who would tell me in the most loving way. Well, maybe not the most loving way, but he would tell me. But nonetheless, what's going to happen on Tuesday, we have a responsibility. Amen. We have a responsibility to one person, to God. Amen. And just to see where we're going and where we're coming. Because Sergio, I could see something, and I know I'm 100% right. And then see somebody else that sees it completely different, and I leave just saying, how did that happen? But God's opinion is the one that matters, amen? So if we look at God, and some things that happen in the country that I think somehow, maybe we've forgotten. The Congress of the United States of America recommends and approves the Holy Bible for use in all schools. 1782. Were those congressmen and women not as smart as the ones today, or today not as, I don't know, but you just decide, because I understand that Bibles aren't allowed in school very often, but I mean, they're coming back. Added to the Congress, added in 1864 were these four words, added by Congress, in God we trust. Congress did. I didn't do it, amen. Don't blame me. On the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, it says, the Christian religion is the best religion that has ever been given to man. Amen? Without God, there could be no American form of government, nor an American way of life. Recognition of the Supreme Being is the first, the what? First the most basic expression of Americanism. Thus, the founding fathers of America saw it, and thus, with God's help, it will continue to be. Dwight David Eisenhower. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I found this book in an old flea marketplace.
I need my glasses to flow.
Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. The mere politician, equally with the pious man, ought to respect and cherish them. A volume could not trace all the connections with private and public felicity. That is simply be asked, where is the security of for prosperity? Where is the security for prosperity, for reputation, for life, if the sense of religious obligation deserts the oaths, which are the instruments of investigation in courts of justice? And let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason, and experience, both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle. George Washington. We need to make America with, don't say that, no. The way the founders designed it. You can read, now people have said, well, they weren't Catholics, they weren't Protestants, they were Christian, amen. They knew that even though they didn't follow the Ten Commandments, and some of them didn't, they knew that without this we had no morals, we had no guide. These were guidelines, and if the country just followed these guidelines in the best that we could, we would be, as Reagan said, the light, the shining light on top of the hill. And you heard all your life, and when we were younger you heard about the American dream. I want to live the American dream. And what was the dream? What is the American dream that's different than any other of the beautiful countries? And it was freedom. Freedom given to us by who? God. Not by a government, amen? Not by a country, but our freedoms were given to us by who? God. And the country, this country that other people all over the world looked at and said, I want to live that dream. I want to know what that feels like. I want to be a part of that. Is what made the United States of America different. One nation under God. Amen. That was the American. Now other countries are so beautiful. My God, if we ever went to Switzerland, you'd probably never want to leave. Amen. Because of the beauty. But it's not the United States of America. It doesn't have the God. It doesn't have the freedom. It doesn't have the life that we can live. You can get up today and decide you want to go to Wyoming and you just go. You want to go to, and you just go. You do. You don't ask anybody because we are free. Amen. And it started with the founding fathers who knew one thing and one thing only. And I read this from you, from the book from George Washington. Without religion, this country would cease to be the United States of America. We would become like other countries. Amen. That's why when the people come here, they must want to be first American. They must want to be first, live that dream. Not leave there and come here and want that dream there to be over here. That's not the way America ever worked. Amen. It's about God. And it's about your focus on God. And so when you choose, when you're praying and you say, Lord, help me, whatever decision you make in your spirit, God will make the right decision. Amen. He will make the, and if it comes out and it's not what you wanted, then you say it must be the way God wanted it. And now I need to take a step back and see what God's going to do with this. Amen. But as long as you do it that way, as long as your heart, and you did that according to God, amen, blessings will be upon you. You were, you're, because you're calling on Him first. Amen. calling on him first. The Congress of the United States recommends and approves the Holy Bible in all schools. In God we trust. The Christian religion is the best religion that has ever been given to man. Thomas Jefferson. That's why we're living today in this beautiful country, because men who founded this nation, amen, built it on something bigger than themselves. They built America on God. So when you go Tuesday, pray about it. Pray about it, and whatever God leads you to do, he will show you if you're right or if you're wrong. He will show you the answer, amen, if you trust him. In the bulletin today are a couple of beautiful people who love God and wanted to express something in their heart, and Marilyn put it in. And so enjoy what they wrote. Enjoy what they feel. Amen. They're not asking you to agree with them. Amen. They don't demand you agree with them. But they had enough in their heart that they wanted to extend it just a little further. Amen. And talk about God and America. Amen. Because as long as God's in control, I don't care what else happens. Amen. As long as he's truly in control, then my life on Wednesday is going to be the same as it was on Tuesday. Amen. But there's a lot to think about with your children and your grandchildren. They want to have the same United States of America that I had, that my father had, and my grandfather had. Our country's not perfect, amen? Nobody has ever said that our country is perfect. And in the 256 years that we've been, we're working towards something that's bigger and better than man, amen? And the only way that we can walk is with God leading us and taking us. If once we let man lead us, we are going to be in a place that nobody wants to be, amen? And everybody could agree with that, amen? So let's pray together, Lord, that this week you help us, you lead us, you direct us, and then you show us, because we're trusting you. The Bible very cleverly says, lean not on your own understanding. We do it all the time, but you say, don't lean on that. He gave you a mind, he gave you a spirit, he gave you a heart, he gave you things to talk about, and he gave you who you are. Each one of us are individual. He gave us that. Enjoy that. But then look to God for the answers. Hallelujah. He knows what he's doing. God knows exactly what he's doing for those who are praying. He knows exactly what he's doing for those who are seeking him. His answer is beyond what we can see. That alone should just make you say, I trust you, God. I can't even see tomorrow. I can't. I don't know what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. I don't know, waking up tomorrow, how I'm going to feel. But God knows. God knows. So he knows the answers. We just need to continue to pray. He just needs to look down from heaven and see a church with a light shining right back, praying to him, believing for him. He needs to look down and see a church with faith, standing on his word. He say, ah, there's my people. They're calling out to me. I'll answer them. And when he answers us, those who call, when he answers us, those who pray, when God in heaven answers our prayers, the world will be blessed. What a great way to do it. The world shall be blessed as we pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Church. Anybody argue with your husband or your wife? Anybody ever argue with your mom, your dad? You ever gonna argue? You ever thinking about, boy, I wish things were different in my house. I wish things were different at work. Anybody ever that way? Anybody? Yeah, praise God. And you're Christians? Okay. We love him. 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. 1 John 4:10. And this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. You say, what is that? He is our defense attorney. Amen. God, Jesus, is your defense attorney. He is your mediator. Amen. You go to Jesus because guess you go to man, and guess where man has to go? To other men. You go to Jesus. Guess where he goes, Sam? He goes to the Father. And he's our attorney. He's going to go to his Father, and he's going to defend us. Amen. Hallelujah. Before God, he paid the price. He satisfied the debt. Forgiveness, amen, and purified. 1 John says, and these things we write to you. To who? To you. Listen, that your joy may be full. Is there anybody here who does not want their joy full? Let me know. Anybody here that wants to be miserable tomorrow, please let me know. Anybody happy and depressed? Anybody that's worrying today that's happy about it? I can't wait to wake up tomorrow and worry. If not, these things that the Bible tells us, he writes so that our joy may be full. Amen. In John 3:16, everybody knows that he so loved. Amen. He so loved the world that he gave. What did he do? His only begotten son. You are not going to be the same today. I'm sorry. I'm Gary, 2 o'clock this morning writing this. I'm telling you, I couldn't. Never taken. Love, Greg, is the greatest gift of all. The greatest. The greatest gift of all. Amen. Say that with me. The greatest gift of all. Why? It's never taken. No, but whoever takes love. Do you take love, Jim? You can't take love. Amen. It's never borrow. I'm going to borrow you some love today. I'm going to. You're not. Oh, I'm telling you, George, I'm going to let you borrow some love today. You just borrow it. You can't. Never bought. You can't. You know, people say they try to buy it, but you can't. It is the greatest of all gifts because. Not of all the wonderful things you don't say there. Love must be given. Anybody here love anybody today? Are you with somebody that you love today? You have to give it. Amen? Does it matter what they wore today? Does it matter what they did yesterday? No. You might be upset about something, Lisa, but you still love Franny. Why do you? Because love is given from you, not from him to you. You love him. Amen? Elaine, you love George. Amen. Come on. We love him. But you gave him that love. And you know, there's many different kinds of love. I mean, you love in with your children, your grandchildren, but it's all given. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Given, and this is the best part, it's given freely. Amen, George Mako. We love you. You can't stop us from love. You can stop us from wanting to hug on to you for a while, but you can't stop us, so you might as well quit trying to stop people from loving you. How many want to have a great day today? Well, I see how well you're clapping later. Love bears all things. How many things? All. Gary, love believes all things. I believe all things. I mean, I got to, because love is from God, amen? And I'm giving what from God, so I got to believe. Love hopes all things, endures all things. See, there's always a word or two in the Bible, Marty, that just makes you, oh, he's got to put endure in there. I was happy with the this and the that, and then he said, I got to endure. But love is what? Love is what? Given. So you do what? You endure. Are you with me? Faith is love on fire. When you have faith, it's like love on fire because you're believing for everything. Right? You just I love you and I'm believing. That's like faith. You nothing's stopping you. I'm going. Oh, I know you could do this. I know because I love you and my faith is so. Hello, and listen to this, brothers and sisters. There is no expectation when and where love is given. Right there. Write that down. Put that on your refrigerator. There is no expectation. When you give love, you don't expect anything back. Amen. You give love because it's here. You've given the love. Now, if you give love expecting something, then you haven't given love at all. Amen. You've given an emotion. Amen. But there's no, because love is given from the heart. Love has many rewards. Amen. We're going to talk about, you're going to feel good, right? Because love has many. David Wilkinson, love has many. By the way, Wilkinson's name's in the bulletin. I don't know if it's a relative who discovered the Rosetta Stone. Whatever that is in there that we put. I don't want to get away. Love has rewards. Amen. Love has rewards, Karen. Listen, love freely given heals hearts. somebody's sad today and you give them some love, that love has healed a heart. Amen. Are you with me? Love brings comfort. Anybody ever call somebody when they're sick and you have a nice word for them? You know what that brought them? Your love brought them comfort. They didn't have it. There wasn't anywhere. It wasn't in the refrigerator. You called up. You gave them love. You gave them comfort. The reward of love. You didn't know the comfort. You just called and said, oh, I hope you're feeling better. And that person's like, oh my God, they called me. Oh my God, my friends called me. That bit of love brought comfort. The reward, amen? Unlike any other emotion, love can be renewed every day. Every day you can wake up and I love you, but I can love you better today. I can do it better today because my heart is, I love you. In many ways, what a joy. There is always something new with love. Now, love is only powerless in respect to how little or much love is given. Okay, but if you love each other and you don't talk about the love all day, but you both know you love each other, well, that's great. Amen. That's a good thing. Amen. So, but that's the extent of the love. And so it can't go anywhere beyond that because, well, that's all the love you've given. And they think, okay, I love you and that's good and I'm happy and you're happy. But love could be greater. But you said, no, you've held it back. Amen. Not in a bad way. Amen. You just said there's so much more to love. But you said, well, you know, it's okay. Hallelujah. We can control love or the depth of love, the joy of love, the healing of love, the gift of love by the ways we choose to give love to others, including ourselves. Oh, my goodness. Now, you know, when you forgive yourself, when you've gotten prayed and you forgave yourself, amen, then you're giving yourself love. But it's not coming from you. Who's it coming from? So when you forgive you, when you get down and you pray, say, Lord, I've sinned against you, sir. Do you say, I really, and God says, I forgive you. Amen. And you accept that forgiveness. Guess what you do? You honor God. He said, I forgave you. And look at him walking around like he knows I forgave him. And God's up there like smiling because he knows that you know that I know that you know that I know that he knows. Is it true? Am I talking about something that matters? Hallelujah. We can control love or the depth of love, the joys of, I mean, some people are so in love that they drive other people crazy, but they don't care because they're in love. Other people are a little, you know, quieter. But you can control the joy of the love that you two share. Look at how beautiful you are. You can go out this afternoon and do something so expressive that you'll talk about it for the rest of your life if you want to, because love does that. Amen. Or you could just go home and watch the Mets. Oh, they're not playing anymore. I'm saying, watch the Giants. Not another cowboy fan. And she can make a nice pot of stew and he can sit and they can have all. But I'm saying the expression of love always changes. Amen. And when you express love differently every day, your life changes. Amen. Your marriage changes. Your house changes. And you go to work loving things and loving people. And the people around you got two choices. Either they want to be with you or they want to run away. But those that want to be with you will want to be with you always. They want to be near you because you're saying good things and you're happy and you're telling them a good word because you're sharing. You're not walking and say, some people you say, don't ask them how they're feeling. Pastor Grace used to say, there's some people that say, do not ask them how you're feeling, or you better have a half hour to listen. Oh, my back and my leg, my knee, I can't walk, I got a bill to pay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want you to love me as much as I love you today. I want you to love me like that. Not the way that the world thinks of love, but the way God has told us to love each other. Amen? I want you to love me the way I love you today. To love you the way that I put this love in these words today. I want you, because I want to see you healed. Gladys, I want to see you so healed that you just will scream at anybody who doesn't come here because of what's God. But you see, I want to see you prosper. Amen. I want to see you have good success. And you say, well, why? Because I want to see God's hand moving. Amen. I want to see God's hand moving in your lives, because if he's moving in your lives, he will be moving in my life. Amen. As his love shines all over, no matter what the world says, I will be the recipient of your love. I will be the recipient of your blessings. That's why I want to see. I love you so much that I want to see everybody coming here on a Sunday. Never just coming here because they have have to be here because you love what we're talking about. And then I will be the recipient because you're here to hear me speak. And then these people over here will be the recipient because people over here see them. And then all of a sudden, everybody's happy with everybody because you love each other. Hallelujah. I'm not even close. Thank you, Lord. I want to see it. I want you to see it. Until we are all one together, united, excited, that our joy may be full. That's what I want. I want your joy full, because if your joy is full, let me tell you something, my joy is going to be really full. Amen? That's why I want you to. Does it sound crazy? Does it sound crazy? I'm going to ask you a question. Who wouldn't want that? I'm asking you today. Who wouldn't want that? Nothing will be the same again. So you say to your person you love somebody, you got somebody, you say to them, I want to make you proud. And the person looks at you and says, no, I want to make you proud of me. Then all of a sudden you got this battle. I want to make you prouder of me than I am proud of you. Don't you see where that's going to go? You look at Kim and say, I want to make you proud. And she says, well, I want to make you proud. And all of a sudden you're doing things for each other because you want to make them prouder of you than they're proud. And that's the love. All of a sudden you can't contain it. Amen? Because you're showing the love. Because I want to give you my love. You say, I want you to be proud of me because I want to give you my love. Hallelujah. I want to heal you. I want my love to heal you. I want to raise you. I want to make you shine, George Mako. That's why I give you love. I want to see you smile. That's why I love you. So you do something to somebody else and make them smile. See, that's how it works. See, Pat wants to be proud of you. You want to be proud of her. Then you got to do something. Amen. You got to give out the love. And then, you think about it. What can I do today to make my beautiful bride who's in Tennessee, thank you, Lord, with the children, but still make her proud of me today? I got to do something. I got to be a little better. When she gets home, find the house clean. See, it's a little thing to you, but trust me, that's the Taj Mahal to her. But you see, those are things I can do. And when I pick her up at the airport, maybe I got a nice shirt on and I'm, you know, try to my hair, whatever's left of my hair, George, it's gone. But understand what I'm saying? I can do little things. So when she sees me, that she's proud of the man that's coming to get her. Amen? When she sees me, she's excited and knows that we're building something. Everybody can do it. You can do that every day when you wake up, when you come home. There's different things that you can do with love. Amen? Say, why? Because I want to give you my love, heal you. When you love somebody different every day, and it's true love, you heal them every day in a way. Amen? I can't do that. Everybody, I can't do that. We've never done that. Exactly. It's my case, Marty. If you've never done it, then how do you know it won't be? Anybody got any complaints about somebody, maybe you can start that little ball rolling down the hill. Because let me tell you, it won't be missed. Love is contagious. How many know that? Love cannot be hidden. Love attracts. The power of love conquers the impossible. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. But it starts with you, no one else but you. We don't do that. Okay. Then you'll never know. I can't be that way. Huh? Of course you can. Amen? Of course you can. Love, say that with me. Love knows no restrictions. George, you love Elaine. There's nothing in your heart of love that you wouldn't do for her. You could start today doing something different. Say, what do I do? What can I do to make her know? I want to do something. I want to, hallelujah. I want her to shine. You love her, so you want her to shine, so you give love. And then when she feels like she's shining, she's saying, this guy's crazy, but I got to do something because I want him to shine because he's making me shine. And then it starts in the church that way. The people, everybody, amen? Is love expensive, I wonder? When anybody asks, is love expensive? If somebody would just say, is love expensive? Somebody please say, is love expensive? Thank you very much. Thank you for asking. Gary, where were you? That's the key to love. It's the little things, guys. Ladies, it's the little things that make love shine. Amen? A flower. Not a bouquet of flowers. Oh, they like that, but it's a flower. A card. This is good. A hug. A hug. Encouragement. How many folks would like to be encouraged about something today? I would be. That little bit don't cost you anything except love. You gave it. A soft word. How about this one? A kind word. A kind word heals a heart. How much did that cost? El Zippo, right? Not even the dollar store. It's cheaper than the dollar store, and the rewards are, you know, Lord and Taylor kind of stuff. A kind word, respect, maybe a meal. We went to New Hampshire. We got home last night, 9 o'clock, and Marcia had a meal ready for Gary. Now, it might be normal, that's how they do things, but when I walked in, she had a meal ready for her husband because she loves him, and she wants to take care of him, and she wants him to shine. A meal ready, and she invited me to have some of that, and that was love. There was love waiting for him. And he gets that, and he goes home. How can he not see? So he's going to say, what can I do today to make my bride feel that love that she showed me? Like, you see, and it didn't cost her anything. She didn't have to go to the store and buy him a new ATV, although he said he wanted one for some reason. It's the little things that are noticed first. A new shirt, maybe by being aware of others' needs, a helping hand. I want to look a little sharper because I'm with you. Boy, that's love. You start doing that. Say, I just want you to know that I'm proud to be with you, and I want to show you, and I want to make you proud to be with me. You can't hide love. Anybody? Amen? Everybody will see it, and everybody will share in it, and everybody will want to. Love will bring you closer. Love will attract others to you. Anybody knows, you know that. Love will attract others. Love will open a door for you to bring them to, guess what? God. If this church begins to be full of love that is given freely, people outside will have to come in the door. Amen? Because love lives here. And who does not want to be with love? Are you with me? Yes. You bring them to God. You bring them to love, to God, to this church. Love cannot be contained. And this is great. Where love is, God is. Amen? And where God is, victory is. Amen? For one? No. For two? No. For all of us. We don't care about denomination. We don't care about politic parties. We care about sharing love. Because if we're sharing that kind of love, whatever those people do, it's on them, because we don't really care. Because this is our party, and they can join us whenever they want to. Amen? Because we don't want to join that party. We want them to join this party, One Nation Under God. Amen? If you dare allow love to live inside your heart, what's so special about this church? This church is different. This is the church. This is His bride. Inside this church, God's love is shining. Hallelujah. Lives are changing, healing. There's joy, there's prosperity and peace. Amen? Thank you, Lord. God's word is alive in here. And who is in there? You. And who will be bringing more people to God? You. You will have the responsibility to accept them, encourage them, patience. We all need patience with each other. Join them together, because love never fails. Amen? Love forgives. Forgive yourself. A new day, a new life that honors God by what you do. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Love never fails. Freely given love is the greatest miracle of all. Your life, when you leave here today and you believe that and you take that message with you, and you will not be the same next week when you come here. Your home won't be the same. Your job won't be the same. You will see something in other people because you gave love, the greatest gift of all. Give Him praise. Jesus isn't asking you to do some great things today. He's not asking you to save the world. He's just asking you to show love, give love. That's all He's asking. Especially after what He did for us. He said, love. Love, love others the way you love yourself. Love. Just give it, and blessings will flow. Look what He did for us, because He first loved us.